Some fishing poles, a cooler of Cokes, 3 days before we had to be back. When you're seven, you're in seventh heaven. When you're going camping in the wild outdoors.
This is Sunday Karma with Craig Karmazin on ESPN Wisconsin and WisconsinOnDemand.com.
Come on now, neither of us went camping with our dads when we were 7 years old. Did we, Kyle?
I did, actually. Not when I was seven, when I was 9 years old for the Boy Scouts. We went camping in a cave.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, we went. Trust me, when it was time to go, it was time to go. And then on top of that, you know, we did a lot of road trips as a family. So going out to the real Midwest, so going to Montana, going to Wyoming and places like that. I do recall us doing some, I don't know if we slept outside.
Was that like national parks?
Yeah, I just remember being in that vicinity late night. Who knows, when you're a kid, everything's hazy.
South Dakota, I love, man. I've only been there like once.
Been to all those different places, but definitely slept in a cave. And I never forget, bats were flying, and I couldn't wait till the morning time. I said, Dad, let's go.
Happy Father's Day to all of the fathers out there as we are talking about your Father's Day. Not actually Father's Day, in honor of Father's Day, we're talking about your sports memories, either as a dad or with your dad. You can give us a call on those, 800-990-ESPN. It's 800-990-3776. That is our talk and text line. So you could also text us on your Father's Day memories, your memory of fathers in honor of Father's Day, and also most entertaining sports TV personalities. And we know nowadays everything's pretty much TV, but right? Because there you're watching KBN on, you know, Monday through Friday on YouTube, right? Everything's on TV. But your most entertaining sports TV personalities, in honor of Barkley saying he's retiring at the end of the year, and in honor of Matt Viskersian being back as part of Brian Anderson putting together, it seemed, Brian, putting together that incredible celebration of Bill Schroeder, a longtime color analyst for the Milwaukee Brewers. We've had some great names mentioned. So we started with Barkley. We went to John Madden, who jumped to your end. We had Howard Cosell mentioned. We had Bill Raftery mentioned. We had Dickie V mentioned. A lot of different people mentioned. Ron in the Key jumps in and says, how about Scott Van Pelt? And also when Dan Patrick and Keith Olbermann were on SportsCenter together, that was like Patrick and Olbermann on the Sunday night SportsCenter was like the closest thing you could almost get to inside the NBA in terms of how entertaining. And now I agree, Scott Van Pelt, it's like he's hosting a radio show, just how smooth he is after those games and, you know, doing bad beats and everything. I really like that one. How about this one? This is a really good one that when you're talking about entertaining, how about, where is it? It was somewhere on here. I want to give the person the right credit, but I don't see it. Oh, here it is. Scott, you got to have Gus Johnson on that list.
Wow, wow, wow!
Right? I mean, Gus Johnson as a play-by-play guy, there's very few people you think like, okay, the game's more exciting because of the play-by-play guy. And Gus Johnson has been one of those guys. I think from an entertainment level, I like throwing him on the list. Eric jumps in with Doc Emrick, a little hockey commentator, which you got to like. Some really, really good names being thrown out there. Kyle, are you... you coming up with like your final four, like as we get to the end, like
yeah, I think
Madden's on your list. No matter what, John, right?
Madden's on everybody's list.
We mentioned Bill Walton.
Everybody's
also
list.
Who you weren't buying Bill Walton. You were buying Raftery over Bill Walton.
Yeah,
but Dickie V versus Raftery.
I mean, it's Dickie V.
Where do you go there, right? Dickie V.
It's Dickie V. You know Martin Tyler from soccer, FIFA.
Nope.
Martin Tyler.
Nope.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you must not be a real football guy.
Is he the voice of the video game?
He's the voice of the video game, but also he's like the British voice that does USA soccer games.
I like the British voice. Like there's a zillion British voices.
He is
British
the British
voices.
Voice for the US soccer game. But go, go USA!
There's a million.
When Landon Donovan scored, I'm almost positive Martin Tyler was the one that called it.
Yeah. You know, Euchre, by the way, you know, was brought up, you know, there was questions of if he was TV or not. which Dan just texted in. Yeah, Bob Uecker was discussed, and we ultimately decided that Uecker is definitely, he was doing those national TV games on NBC back in the 80s. That's where I, you know, that and Mr. Belvedere was where I knew him before even the movie Major League came out, as someone who didn't live in Wisconsin. So if you're going, I mean, is if you're thinking about narrowing it down to four, I feel like you almost have to look at someone from the NFL, someone from the NBA, which it's got to be Barkley, someone from college basketball, and then someone from baseball. But then, like, what about that sports center-y cutting across the edge, the Howard Cosell? Marv Albert, to me, was just so good. You know, I have a little New York bias there. All right, we'll continue to get these in. 800-990-ESPN. It's 800-990-3776. Your calls, your texts, as we figure out the most entertaining sports personalities of all time on Sunday Karma, ESPN Wisconsin.
This is Sunday Karma with Craig Karmazin on ESPN Wisconsin and WisconsinOnDemand.com. Sunday Karma with Craig Karmazin on ESPN Wisconsin and WisconsinOnDemand.com.
Isn't she lovely?
This is for dads, men with daughters?
Hey, Daughter's Day?
It's Father's Day. You have a daughter, and this should be the song that you should be singing. Shout out to my friend who just had a baby, a daughter.
She should be singing to me. It's Father's Day.
I mean, yeah, come on. It's about you, but it's also about her. Without her, there will be no Father's Day for you.
That is true. But it's always about the kid, right?
Yeah.
Someday.
I would think this song would make you all sentimental about Harper, and then now you're saying, well, it's about me.
No, I mean, it could make me sentimental about Harper, but it doesn't feel like it's a Father's Day song at all.
Oh. All right, well. It was top 10 on Father's Day songs.
Really?
Maybe you need to be more sentimental when it comes to your daughter.
I'm really, like, sentimental and emotional.
Just think
like,
about it. She's getting older. Oh, she used to come on the show. She used to do TikToks. And now she's growing up and getting older.
Speaking of which, let's go to the text line where I believe Ron in the Key says, the daughter didn't want to return to co-host Sunday Karma for Father's Day, Craig. I didn't even ask. Of course I asked her. I made a hard push, and she was like, no chance.
Wow.
No chance. I'm back.
Wow. So she's just retired?
I was like, just come on, for Father's Day? Nope.
Wow. What's the hold up there for?
I think waking up that early, like as a teenager.
Waking up that early? 10 o'clock? 9:30?
Yeah. I mean, to leave the house by 9:30 for her on a Sunday when she's got a friend sleeping over.
Time out. Not to get in y'all, but how many sleepovers do these kids have nowadays? I plan on having children one day, and I don't want kids in my house. I not every week.
I mean, how many kids are you planning to have?
About two or three of them things.
Right. So if you're going to have three of those things, they could have sleepovers every night with each other.
That sounds weird, but yeah, that's true.
But you know what I mean? Like, there's
so
other
since she's
kids
the only
around
child,
the house. So
it's different.
When you have an only child, I feel like that, I don't know, but I would think the sleepover ratio is higher because, like, you kids want to be around other kids more, right?
I don't know. I had a brother, so I have no idea. I don't know about this only child thing.
Right, but I'm saying if you didn't have your brother, don't you think you would a lot more want to have friends sleep over?
I always like going home. I didn't like sleepovers. I wanted to go
home. Why? Because you wet the bed when you be at the other people's houses?
Well, if you listen to, almost said Sunday Karma, if you listen to Kyle Bruston Norman, I did tell one time that I did, I had a wet the bed problem to probably till about 7 years old.
Yeah, yeah.
Wet the bed at David's house.
Yeah, so I actually wet the washing machine at one of my friend's house.
I'm sorry. What? Wait. You have to intentionally do that. Were you some little wild little rascal? You went in there and said, here's my toilet, Jimmy.
I wasn't trying to be like, I remember it was like, I think, you know, when you're a kid, I feel like you'd sleep deeper, right? Would you agree?
Yeah, if I could recall. I remember being pretty knocked out.
Like, when you'd sleep. And so I think what happened was, like, you know, and also when you're a kid, you could probably, the bladder, I don't know if the bladder peaks when you're kind of in your early adult years, but I feel like as a kid, you have to pee in the middle of the night.
Yeah.
And then as you get older, Kyle, which you'll learn, like, just trying to make it through the night without peeing becomes
a thing again. I just shared a room with a man in his almost 50s, and let me tell you, up and down, yep. I'm like, goodness gracious.
Yeah, so I can pretty much get through to like 6:30-ish nowadays, 5:30, depends on how much I've drank the night before in terms of water, right? I'm not talking about alcohol, right? So it was one of those times I was sleeping at someone's house, and, you know, when I would get up from my bed in my house, you know, it's like, okay, 10, 15 steps forward, turn to the right, and go.
Zombie mode.
And I guess what happened was I was sleeping at someone's house, but I was in such a deep sleep that I was like, get out of bed, take my 15 steps forward, turn to the right, and go. And all of a sudden, I opened my eyes, and I'm definitely peeing on my friend's washing machine.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I bet you, huh?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And I was like, oh, I can't tell anybody about this. I got to try to cover up the evidence of this
one. So you had to go clean it up yourself?
There was like a towel. It was like in the washing machine. I just wiped out a towel, and I didn't tell anybody about it till just now.
Oh, no. So somebody was wiping themselves. I hope the washing machine.
I'm not saying their names either. I don't want to say whose house I did it on either.
Wait a minute, because you know you got a lot of friends you cool with.
I'm still cool with a lot of my friends from growing up. So I'm not about to say. It actually was Eric Millara's house, who I haven't seen in over a decade. It's been a minute now. So, yeah, I definitely peed on dude.
You let Eric sit there and dry a towel that had pee on it and use that towel to wash down his body?
I don't know what their family ended up doing with the towel, because I wasn't going to. I mean, that's the kind of thing that could get you a nickname that sticks with you for all of, like, your life, right?
100%.
Because I was still in elementary school. It's not like I was in middle school. Like, I was in, like, probably like third grade or something at that point.
You can't run away from the reason why I said the name David out loud. David left. He left the school. Thank goodness David left the school, because the last thing I wanted is David telling kids through middle school. I remember that time Kyle came over and wet the bed.
Wait, did you force him out of the school because you didn't want him to spread the word if he was a bedwetter?
I had my ways. Got his dad shipped out. No, he just happened to move. But I remember the kid's name. I remember I wet the bed and woke up the next morning like, oof. That's why I hated going to camps too when I was a kid.
Yeah, wetting the bed's one thing. Wetting the washing machine, that there's another. Yeah,
that is quite different. Different.
Yes. We're continuing to work through the most entertaining sports personalities of all time as we celebrate Charles Barkley. And what we're gonna do is we're gonna take a quick break here, and we're gonna be back with a long segment. We're gonna have our Palermo's picks. And we're going to narrow in on this. And oh my gosh, from a Palermo's picks, we are going to talk about, I don't know why I'm so excited. We're going to talk about the Surfer Boy pizza I made yesterday. Oh my. Have you had Surfer Boy?
I had. While you're talking about it, it makes me want to get one. It's so good. The crust is amazing.
Yeah, the crust. All right. We're talking Palermo's picks. We're going to go through our personalities and more as we continue. It's Sunday Karma, ESPN Wisconsin.
It's Sunday Karma with Craig Karmazin on ESPN Wisconsin and WisconsinOnDemand.com. It's that time.
Yes, it's finally here.
Craig makes his picks of the week.
You can bet the house on it.
Picks of the week on Sunday Karma with Craig Karmazin, presented by Palermo's Pizza, Wisconsin's hometown pizza.
Can't wait to see what happens next.
On ESPN Wisconsin and WisconsinOnDemand.com.
I told you, man, I had a Surfer Boy yesterday. So I have a pizza oven now. And you mentioned it before, the Surfer Boy crust is so good with Surfer Boy pizza, inspired by the Netflix show Stranger Things. But this isn't like a hokey, like it was so good and the crust is so good. But then, Kyle, you've heard about like inflation and all that. And they've said like food deflation, right? Have you heard about that?
I heard about it. I felt it.
Like where like you buy something and you used to get like 8 of them and now you get like 5 of them and you're paying the same for the package and they're just kind of messing with you.
Yes. Those big old bag of chips.
Yeah.
Full of air.
So, you know, You have a pizza roller, right? You know where you cut your pizza?
Pizza cutter?
Yeah.
Yeah, of course I got a pizza cutter.
I had the pepperoni yesterday made for the girls, and you couldn't avoid the pepperoni. Like, that's how much pepperoni is on the Surfer Boy pizza. It is so good. We love Palermo's. We love everything they do. And, you know, historically I've been screaming Sicilian, but I think my new number one in my power rankings, although I love the new bowls they have, which I told you about last week, but for where it's everything, it's all the toppings, and you just eat that and you microwave that. But my new number one, Surfer Boy, so good. Surfer Boy pizza. Palermo's, Wisconsin's hometown pizza. Bring you Palermo's picks. All right. So most importantly, what we need to do, Kyle, is we need to jump into the bet, because July 19th looks like payday for me. How's that looking for you? I know you feel like you should somehow be around or in town or something.
Wait, July 19th, that is...
It's a Friday.
It's a Friday. I am around July 19th. It's the same week of the week that we have the Open. I think it's the 16th, correct?
I don't know what Open you're talking
the
about.
The Golf Open for ESPN?
Oh, I don't know. It's not on my...
The night, okay.
I looked at July 16th, and it's not on my calendar.
That should be fine.
I wasn't invited to the ESPN Wisconsin Golf Open, yeah. But I'm looking at my schedule now. It's not on there.
Because that is the week of the RNC as well, so it'll be a very busy week for us around here, and very busy. And so RNC will be gone by then, so having access to a restaurant will probably be freed up, and they'll be looking for some... I was gonna say something negative about you, but a wonderful person like you could come eat up all the pancakes.
What were you saying negative about?
I was gonna just say some fool who's coming in to try to sit for 24 hours.
Okay,
eat food inside their establishment.
So here's the bet. The bet was that I lost, and Jen Latta is gonna in the next few days. She lost 2 years ago. She had to take the ACTs. She's gonna get the scores in the next 4 or 5 days.
Oh wow, that's quick.
I'm excited for that. By the way, you think you could beat Jen in the ACTs?
No,
You're not trying to.
I don't have
to
the mental. I can't focus for 4 hours to take the ACT.
Okay. We'll see what she does on that. But now I need to sit 24 hours in a restaurant and subtract 1 hour for every waffle or pancake that I eat. My thought is, though, we should make it more fun. And Tony Cartagena, who you know from the Analysis podcast, Tony sent this thing where we should take the whole menu and there should be minutes for everything on the menu. So, all right, if we've already established a pancake is 60 and a waffle is 60, you know, is a hash brown 15? Like, you know, depending on if we do this at George Webb, which has been the thought, that we actually take the whole menu and, you know, and assign value to everything on the menu.
Yeah, you better be careful. They might get too full.
Well, of course, but that's the thing, right? Like, it's like, okay, do I want to, you know, try some fries knowing that the fries are 45 minutes, or do I not want to mess with the fries, right? Like, that I like. I think that brings in more strategy to it rather than straight pancakes and waffles. Or do we think pancakes and waffles are, like, heavier and, like, but again, like, if we said, oh, a fried egg on toast is... 22 minutes, right? Then it's like, all right, am I going to do a fried egg and toast just to get, you know, to get a little off the table? So how do you feel about the idea of opening the bet to more beyond just pancakes and waffles?
I'm undecided about it only because I feel like I don't want you, I want to see you eat pancakes and waffles, but I don't want to have, like, I don't know the portion of the fries, right? I don't want there to be some easy portion of fries.
No, they have calories on the menu.
Because the calories they have on the menu match exactly the size that they're giving out on the plate. I don't want no shrinkflation 8 little fries that you got to eat.
Wait, so you're a calorie conspiracy theorist?
I'm not a calorie conspiracy theorist, but what I do understand is that these restaurants, when they give you food and they make food, is not made the exact same every single time. And then the portions, the calories are really heavily based off what the portion size is supposed to be, right? Because the more you eat, the more calories it is.
But don't you think they're trying to, like, if anything, show that something has less calories than more calories?
Well, I'm not worried about the calories. I'm worried about how many you're going to put on your plate. I don't want them to cheat you. I want there to be a big old plate of fries, a big old side of fries, a big old side of mashed potatoes, a big old side of French toast sticks that you got to eat.
Because I'm saying, like, right now, if you look at the...
big old bowl of oatmeal.
Two buttermilk wheat cakes is listed as 570 calories.
I don't care about the calories. I care about how you getting full. I want you to have to sit there.
Right, but I'm saying, so that's like, so let's just say it's like 300 calories per pancake. Now, the question is, if I eat the salsa skillet that's 1,000 calories, the scrambled egg with the seasoned sausage over hash browns with the top melted cheese and media salt.
You ain't going nowhere if you eat that. You'll be sitting there for hours.
But I'm saying, should that be able to take off 2.5 hours that if I eat that whole thing?
I mean, that 2.5, that'll give you 2 hours. That'll give you two. If you eat that, that'll definitely give you two. You skinny.
Now, what if I just have a side of toast? Did I get like 10 minutes?
No. Toast shouldn't get you anything.
What?
Toast shouldn't get you anything.
That's easy. It's bread.
Yeah, that's
How's that different than waffles?
No, that's eat because you can stuff that down. You can force yourself to eat that, right? Your eyes, right, if you need to cut down 10 minutes, you can eat and stuff in 5 pieces of toast real quick. You could just stuff it in, drink some water, and be fine.
But I'm saying,
there goes an hour right there.
No, I'm saying an order of toast, which is like 2 full pieces of toast. If that's like 10 minutes...
For 2 pieces of toast.
I mean, 10 minutes, so then I have to eat 10 pieces of toast or 12 pieces of toast to get an hour off?
Yeah, I mean, if 2 pieces of toast equals 10 minutes, we can do that.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I think we got to take the whole menu and, you know, kind of properly put this out there so that we're aligned, everyone thinks this is fair. Because, and by the way, I'm not trying to make it easier. I'm just trying to make it more interesting. Because I think this makes it more interesting from a strategy standpoint because I'm going to need help. Because I don't want to sit there. Like, if my thought is maybe I'll go there like 3 o'clock on a Friday.
Oh, wait a minute. 3 o'clock on a Friday?
Yeah, why? Why are you mad
at
that?
That's at the end of the day.
Well, what do you think? I'm going to miss the whole workday?
Oh, this.
Maybe I'll start. There has to be
some skin in the game somewhere with the fact that you
start at 5 o'clock on
Friday. No. You got to. It's got to be during the workday. You got to take some
calls. No, I'm paid. This company.
You can run a company from people work from work from different places.
You're lucky. I'm doing this just to help KBN. I'm actually putting it at 3 o'clock.
Wait a minute. To help KBN with what?
Because it'll give you guys something to mock me on while I'm there doing this.
Here's the thing. If you started it at noon, you would still be there.
I'll start at 8 o'clock at night.
Oh, you know what? You know, I'm not a press type guy, but wait till I tell my good old co-host, Ben Bruss, that Craig Karmazin is trying to start at 3 o'clock on a Friday when the whole point of this is to make you have to work from there, right? And have to eat.
No, you said I'm not allowed to work.
Oh, we did say that.
So I'm saying I could start at 8 o'clock at night and just do it through the overnight. I'm just maybe trying to get out of there. But if I start at 3, let's just say I start at 3. I mean, what time do you think I'll realistically get out of there?
I think you start at noon.
I'm not starting at noon.
If you start at noon,
I'm not missing that much work.
Teammates will come. Teammates will come.
Yeah, then they'll not work on Fridays, which is the whole point.
They'll come and support you.
I don't want people to support me. I want them to work. Don't come and support me. Go do your job. Let's hit a budget. Let's make good content.
Though I am not opposed to what you are saying, I think it would be fantastic. How about 1 o'clock?
Right?
No.
Why can't people come see me at 8 o'clock at night? Why do they have to come to their work day?
On the Friday night?
Yes. Yes. If they're really supporting me, it's not supporting me if I'm paying you to come here. If you're I feel so supportive that I'm paying you to skip work and come watch me make a fool out of myself.
Nobody can come until after 4.
Oh, if anyone comes before 5, you better put that in ADP. You better put that down in PTO. Because if not, I'm getting Lisa to automatically deduct that from your PTO.
This is the Craig I like. We need more of this Craig energy. This is the energy I like. Deducting stuff. Get Joe behind the work. That's what we need.
I mean, it's work. I mean, what do you mean? Work isn't coming to watch me at a George Webb.
Okay.
Work.
I like this. I like this, Craig. I like it.
Right. So if I start at 3, I'll take 2 hours off of work. Although that, I guess, for me is work because I'm doing
You're
this.
Working. You're
Alex Strofe is going to be there. Oh.
How is Alex Strofe going to be there? He's supposed to be producing our show.
Well, that's the thing. Alex is your producer, so someone will be here, but he'll be calling in updates and be able to make a fool out of me.
We'll have to get a camera. What we'll do is we'll have a Craig cam, so we'll have somebody there. We'll have one of our wonderful marketing teammates there. We'll have a Craig cam set up so we can do live check-ins to Craig while he's eating.
But realistically, how many hours do you think I'm going to be there?
You are going.
And let's
so,
just for now, let's assume waffle and pancake because we haven't figured out the math on everything else.
Well, 24 hours. I mean, to be honest, you're going to be there at least 10.
Do you think you'll
be there 10 hours.
Because Jen was saying if I could eat like, could I eat 3 every 2 hours?
3 every 2 hours?
Yeah. Or I could do 4 every 2 hours?
I mean, if it was me, I would be just starving them down.
I'm saying if I do 4 every 2 hours, then I could be out of there in like, could I be out of there in, no, 4 every 2 hours. I'd be out of there in, let's see the math.
You're going to be a lonely man. I'm going to tell you this right now.
That would mean I'd be out of there in 8 hours.
Friday night, you want people to give up their Friday evening to come sit and watch you at.
No, I don't care if they come, but I don't want them coming during the work day.
Is it right here? Is it the one downtown or you're not saying
we haven't established yet? No, well, I'm fine to say it. I just don't think anyone's actually like thought about it besides me. So I don't think anyone's worked on this at all.
Yeah, you've been ducking and dodging, being real quiet.
I haven't ducked and dodged anyone.
Duck and dodge. We were like, where's Craig at with this?
I've not heard from one person. I've not heard from one person from the marketing team. I haven't heard from the sales team. Like, hey, we want to move it from George Webb to this other restaurant because they really want a sponsor this. They're on board with this. You know, we want to do it at, other 24-hour places, but, you know.
Tis. What are people doing here?
I don't know. Maybe this could be the turning point. Maybe this could be the big moment where it all happens.
Well, Craig, I'm going to come see you. I will be in town. It's the day before the Walk Against Violence, the Tory Lowe Walk Against Violence. And I'm going to make sure I'm going to come down and say hello to you. Stop by after KBN. I'm glad you were thinking about KBN when you were thinking about this.
Ooh, yeah. And I'm supposed to fly to L.A. the next day.
What time?
I don't have a flight yet. Just said the Walk Against Violence, see, I want to eat soon enough because I did the walk last year. I brought the dogs, and I love what Tori does from The Truth, and would encourage anyone. I don't know if you're going to have the details of how to be part of the Walk Against Violence, if we'll be promoting it,
yeah.
but it's awesome. And so I want to try to eat and be done to get some sleep to do the Walk Against Violence before I fly out of town that day.
You can go to 1017thetruth.com right now to sign up for the Walk Against Violence.
Oh, really?
Yeah, you can. Okay. You can go to the website 1017thetruth.com
and be part of the Walk Against Violence. It really was fun just walking. I mean, we did it a year ago. Is it ending right here?
It is ending right here, and we'll have a nice little thing like we did last year at the Starlight Room. Big time. We're excited.
At the Third Street Market Hall is where it ends. So
big time.
It's cool. Family-friendly event. Really, really cool event. One of the great things 1017 The Truth does. Okay, so you are open to adding additional menu items to this.
I am, but I want there to be some
big
menu items.
Well, why don't you guys? And I feel like KBN, I'll put it on y'all to come up with the menu scores, and then Jen, Gabe, and Chewy can agree to it. And once everyone's signed off on it, then I'm good. I'm not trying to...
So Jen gets to have a say in this now since she finished off her bet.
Yeah, I mean, everyone's part of the bet, so we've agreed 60 minutes for a waffle, 60 minutes for a pancake, and then you guys go through the rest of the menu and determine what else I'm able to eat to subtract time. And as of now, the plan is we will announce which George Webb it is. As of now, it's George Webb. It is 3 p.m. July 19th. All right. A few other quickies before we get out of here.
I have a story for you, too.
Oh, okay.
Do you want to hear a story?
Oh,
it's a Father's Day story.
Oh, then I definitely do.
And so someone sent me a text here. Shout out to my lady. She said...
By the way, real quick, we have not mentioned the U.S. Open going on, which is a great Father's Day tradition.
Oh, yeah. I love that. Go ahead. Live.
Please stop it. Bryson's playing great. Scottie Scheffler, struggling.
Man, somebody needs to lock him up real quick.
I just heard I heard Tausch's commercial for Prize Picks, man. Scottie Scheffler is not helping my Prize Picks. He had two birdies finally yesterday. He had none on Tuesday in round two. I figured he was going to go crazy today. Tausch makes it easy on those Prize Picks reads to win, but I am not going to win my Prize Picks this morning. But it definitely is fun to play. Kyle's big underdog fantasy guy. Prize Picks with Kyle with Tausch. Yeah, support local. I don't know if they're local. You can jump in and play Daily Fantasy in Wisconsin. All right, tell us the story.
Okay, here's a great story about Father's Day, and this is why fathers are so important. I can't wait to have children. My girlfriend's dad used to coach the softball team, all-girls T-ball softball team, and his pep talk he gave to girls like 11 years old before the game was, if you don't beat them on the field, beat them in the parking lot. I love that. I love that. Hey, we're going to win one way or another. That's the mentality I want. We busting heads somewhere.
Wow.
Do you tell that to Harper? Yeah.
Yeah. You just, by the way, you were like, I can't wait to have kids. And then you like mention your girlfriend in like the next sentence. Is there any announcements you're making or anything?
No.
For any Father's Day announcement? That would be a very emotional way to close out Father's Day here on Sunday Karma, Kyle.
I am not a father, and I will not be a father until after I get married.
Oh, that is very nice to hear. Well, happy Father's Day to all the fathers out there. Thanks,
happy
everyone.
Happy Father's Day to you, Craig.
Oh, thank you. Thanks, everyone who jumped in on the talk and text line. Really, really fun day to hang with you. A big thanks to Jason Wilde, who joined us as well. Getting excited. We're about a month away from paying off a bet. We will see you soon. Remember, stay healthy, stay together, survive today, thrive tomorrow. Don't settle. You have been listening to Sunday Karma. Remember, NBA Finals tomorrow night. ESPN Wisconsin. Kyle, send us out.
Peace.
This is ESPN Wisconsin and ESPNWisconsin.com.